Today we celebrate the solemnity of Christ the King. And as we sung in the responsorial psalm, the Lord is King, He is robed in majesty. Because His kingship has been eternal. Before the world was created, Christ was King. Because God can't change. And that's what we hear in that first reading, how all creation is meant to serve Him, all peoples to praise Him. That is the essence of God. Being King, He is deserving of our worship, of our very love. But the interesting thing is that in His kingship, He does something totally radical. He gives it all up. He came from the very heights of heaven. This is the King who said, you know what, my throne is in heaven. I rule for all eternity. And I give it up to come to earth. I come down to be among the people that I want to share my kingship with. That's what we hear in the second reading. That Christ, even though He is King of all the creation, He comes down in order to make us into His kingdom. We who were sinners, we who had turned away from God, we who rejected His kingship, Christ says, I come looking for you. I want to offer you royalty. Not in the earthly terms, but my brothers and sisters, in heavenly terms, to be a part of God's divine life. That's what Christ comes and seeks out. And so this is a King who is loving us so much, He gives up all royalty in heaven. So that we may become royalty in heaven. That's why we celebrate this solemnity. We then see the very need, even more so, to praise and to worship the God who was willing to come and die for us. Our King wanted to lay down His life for you and me so that we could live forever. Our King decided to fight the battle for us. He wasn't a king and said, all right, subjects, go off, see if you can conquer Satan yourself. No, He says, I'm going to come and do it. I'm going to give my precious blood upon this cross so that you may live. Our King dies for us. He gives Himself for us. Because in His kingship, though, as He rules over all the universe, there is one place especially, though, He wants to rule more than anywhere else. And my brothers and sisters, that's in you and me. He wants to have dominion over our mind, our thoughts. He wants to have His throne set up in our hearts. He wants our soul to be completely pure through His very grace that He offers us upon the cross, upon that very throne. He wants our entire being to be given over to Him as He gives it over to us. This is our response to the great King. To simply turn to Him and say, Lord, as we celebrate You as King of the universe, I want You to become King of my heart, King of my mind, King of my soul, King of my body. I want my entire being to be given over to You as He has given Himself over to us. A King who gave up everything in order to share everything with you and me so that we may be with Him in heaven. And that is why it is fitting, my brothers and sisters, on Christ the King Sunday, we have the opportunity to offer ourselves back to the King. We have the opportunity to simply say, Lord, be King of my entire being. Because on this very day, the church gives a plenary indulgence. That is, if we meet all the requirements, make it to confession within 20 days, we go to communion, which we'll do right here, we offer up an Our Father, a Hail Mary, and a Glory Be for the Pope. I'll let you do that one on your own. And then, of course, try to be detached from all sin, even venial. So we'll work on that one, especially me. But in that very part, if we offer up if you would pull out your Gather hymnals, there on the very back, inside back cover, is this wonderful prayer in which we will pray together. This prayer is where we gain the plenary indulgence by meeting all those other requirements. It is an act of consecration to the Sacred Heart. The same exact prayer is an act of consecration to Christ the King Himself. To be able to say, Lord, You came down from the heights of heaven in order to make me a king. I want to offer You everything so that I may reign with You. And so, if you will join me, you can remain seated or join me in kneeling and offering this very prayer to Christ our King, to be able to simply give ourselves back to Him who gave Himself to us. And so we pray, most sweet Jesus, Redeemer of the human race, look down upon us, humbly kneeling before Thine altar. We are Thine, and Thine we wish to be. But to be more surely united with Thee, behold, each one of us freely consecrates himself today to Thy most Sacred Heart. Many indeed have never known Thee. Many too, despising Thy precepts, have rejected Thee. Have mercy on them all, most merciful Jesus, and draw them to Thy Sacred Heart. Be King, O Lord, not only of the faithful who have never forsaken Thee, but also of the prodigal children who have abandoned Thee. Grant that they may quickly return to Thy Father's house, lest they die of wretchedness and hunger. Be King of those who are deceived by erroneous opinions, or whom discord keeps aloof, and call them back to the harbor of truth and unity of faith, so that there may be but one flock and one shepherd. Grant, O Lord, to Thy church assurance of freedom and immunity from harm. Give peace and order to all nations, and make the earth resound from pole to pole with one cry. Praise be to the Divine Heart that wrought our salvation. To it be glory and honor forever. Amen. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.